raise our hands and surrender to our Lord. We surrender. Your grace.
So welcome to Shepherd's Heart Christian Fellowship on the 22nd day of the second month in the 2020 year. So as I was reading Proverbs 22 this morning, the Lord gave me a sermon for tonight, but we don't do sermons on prayer, praise, and worship nights. You've got the sermon, and it's right here. I have the 18:22:22 scriptures. And so this is a night where we usually just worship, and whatever prophetic unction the Lord gives us, you'll see either Pastor Casey or myself, so we can release you to the mic. You will either pray or you will prophesy out of what one of these scriptures are. You don't have to do it, but I'm going to hand some to people, and I know some people will take them joyfully. Whenever the Lord moves you to do it, sometime between now and when we finish right before 7 o'clock or whenever we get done. Holy Spirit fell on the region powerfully last night, releasing glory, releasing angels. Tonight, freedom comes. Last night, the revelation of the disease that was afflicting Lisa Fess finally got uncovered, and this morning she was told what it was. And the only thing that treats it was the medicine they were giving her. Every other medicine's ineffective. So she's having a CAT scan, and if that's clear, she's going home tomorrow. So she's been in the hospital basically since last Sunday night. Pastor Lisa is the object of our affection tonight. As we worship God, we're believing He's setting her free. Anytime the Lord leads you to sow into whatever, sow into His goodness and His grace. So we're going wherever they lead us. And sometime tonight, we will have 2 to the 5th. That's what today is. We will have 2 to the 5th exponential release of glory. That means about 10 million demons have to flee if we come into agreement with heaven. Amen? It works for Casey. That means it's got to work for me. Okay, let's just go wherever the Lord will have us go. If you want one of these, come up and get them. When you're done with the one you've got, put it in one of the offering baskets. Just give the word back to God as a thanks offering. Well, I was just asked the question, can I read more than one verse? You can read as much as you want, but you can only pray or prophesy out of that verse. So this is taking us to another level of hearing what Holy Spirit wants to say. Let me just tell you, Jesus wept is not one of the verses you have.
To you are, and I'm loved by. Jeremiah 22:22. The wind will sweep away all of your shepherds, and your lovers will go into captivity. Then surely you will be ashamed and humiliated because of all your wickedness. Lord, we repent of our wickedness. You are perfect in your ways, Lord. We repent of our wickedness, and we say, you will be our lover. Lord, gather the shepherds back that love you and will lead your sheep in your truth and your righteousness and your holiness. And we say we will step into that place of righteousness, that we will give up our wicked ways. We declare we will give up our wicked ways, and then you will gather your sheep back. And you will be our lover, and we will know your ways.
I forgot to tell you that every one of these scriptures is something the body of Christ or the nation needs.
My brethren, in midst of the assembly, I will praise you, God. I will praise you.
Perfect and good, perfect and kind, you're perfect and wonderful.
Acts 2:22. They listened to him up to this statement, and then they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live." I thank you, Father. I thank you that it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, Lord. I thank you that I died, and my life is hidden in Christ. I pray, Father, that you would cause your people to realize that their lives are not their own. They were bought with a price, and they must glorify God.
Lord, we say, let a mantle of Stephen's boldness come upon your sons and daughters, that wherever you send us to go, we will boldly speak and boldly do what you have called us and created us to do. No matter where or when, Lord, let holy boldness be our portion.
Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. God, your breath is still in us today. You breathe your life in us. We're living. give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord.
Feel free to walk under their glory covering.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore.
Genesis 22:22. He said, "Now take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains on which I will tell you." Father, we thank you that this was a picture of what was going to take place for your son. We thank you that he was the lamb, the perfect lamb. And Lord, I pray, oh God, for our families in this new decade, that that lamb will be upon their household, that they will apply his blood and his perfect sacrifice to the doorposts of their hearts, and that, Lord, it will spread out through this nation like wildfire. And around the world, Lord, we thank you even now that there is revival in some of the nations right now, Lord, that are under great persecution and trouble. And so, Father, we thank you for your lamb, your spotless lamb that was given for us.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to restore every heart.
Luke 22:22. For indeed the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. Father, we pray, I pray, that every word that has been hidden in my heart, that is never betrayed, and all that you have done in my life, you get all praise and glory. For you, the honor that you have bestowed on me to be a covering for my family must always go forth in the same way that you take every word, that I take every word from you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your breath return to you. Let your breath return to you. Let your breath return to you. Let your breath return to you.
First Samuel 22:22. Then David said to Bethar, I knew on that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul, I have brought the death of every person in your father's household. We break off the false sense of responsibility, guilt, and shame that is not ours to hold. It will not hinder the promises of God. We declare that God's plans and promises are greater than our circumstances, even greater than death. He is greater.
Exodus 22:22. You shall not afflict any widow or orphan. God, we just thank you for keeping your hand upon every widow and orphan in this land. Thank you, Jesus.
I want all the widows to come up here. Isn't it amazing that she picked the one on widows? Yes, God put it in Jerry's hand. Gotta hold it up real high for me to get through with Marisa. Stretch your hand toward these ladies. And they represent the widows who aren't here. Lisa's a widow too. And they are standing because they are all moms for the orphans. because that's the ministry that Jesus gave the church to minister to widows and orphans. Lord, we bless these mighty women of God who have been faithful to you, even like Anna in the temple. Lord, we bless them to know you intimately in the days ahead, that there will be an impartation to them and through them to bless those who are true widows in the kingdom of God, that their words will bring great comfort, liberty, and the love of the Father into the hearts of those who have been widowed and those who are orphaned. Lord, we speak to the mother's heart and each of the widows in this house, and we say, receive the anointing of the Lord to release orphans to fulfill their destiny in Christ Jesus. Lord, we bless Jerry, and we bless Marisa, and we bless Tina, and we bless Lisa, and all of the widows in this house to fulfill your destiny for them. And we say, their breath every day returns to you in victory, in Jesus' name.
As this billow was going up, gold stands for the glory of God. And I saw it coming down and settling down, but then it was raised up again toward God because of our praise, because of our obedience to him, because he delights in us. And as it comes back down, his glory settles down on us again. And we send it back up to him, and it settles back down on us again.
Thank you.
the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. Come on. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory.
Father, your word says that we are to rightly discern the body. And Lord, I see your sons and daughters in this place, and I remind you of your daughter, Lisa Fess, in the hospital. And Lord, we discern she is a daughter of the King. And because of your name and the richness of the victory of your blood on the cross, we say that that bacterioid is defeated. It is now condemned in the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we say that the test results will show she is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We speak healing to Lisa's blood with the blood that Jesus shed for her. We say that not only did the blood heal her, but it broke the curse that has come against her through this infirmity. We speak life and release over her tonight. Lord, we say now accelerate the return of your word and victory to you on Lisa's behalf. And Jesus, we remember that you told us to do this in remembrance of you. We remember how you gave your life for each of us, that we would no longer be orphans, but we are grafted in to the one true vine. Jesus, by your stripes, you healed us. Even as Abram took Isaac to Mount Moriah, you knew you were going to go to Calvary for us. Jesus, we remember that from the garden to the garden, your plan was always to redeem us so that Father would have sons and daughters to worship him forever. We remember you tonight. And Lord, as we take the elements, Holy Spirit, we ask you to remind us of the victory that we need to celebrate because Jesus' victory for us. Please come up the center. Adonai, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yeshua, Jesus. Any way we say your name, O Lord God Almighty, it carries the power and the authority of the victory of your cross. in our hearts and in our voices. Lord, we say, by your stripes we are healed. You said it is finished, and tonight we come into agreement with you. Lord, we say, by your blood we are redeemed, but we are also set free from the curse that has been upon our generations. And tonight we enter into the liberty of your love that sings through your blood. Jesus, we remember your victory for us. And we thank you that you gave your life for your bride. Show us from this night forward how to rightly discern your bride, so that we will never speak against a portion of who you gave your life for. We remember you tonight, and we thank you for your love.
Proverbs 22:22. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate.
We remember. You did not crush the afflicted. You did not come with a heavy hand. We remember. We remember.
We remember.
You laid down your life. A bruised reed you did not crush. We receive and release your gentleness, I judge by the blood of the cross, every word of accusation, every word of jealousy, every low deal in the body. No, we remember your blood, your sacrifice.
We remember.
Ezekiel 22:22. As silver is melted in the furnace, so you will be melted in the midst of it, and you will know that I, the Lord, have poured out my wrath on you. Father, we just thank you, God, that your son Jesus took the wrath for us. God, we just thank you, God, that we remember, God, the sacrifice, Lord God. God, and we thank you that even today, God, in our city, in our nation, that you are pouring out your love, oh God, and that your banner over us is love, Lord Father. God, and I thank you, God, that the wrath has been satisfied today. God, and I just pray, God, that you will soften hearts, Lord God, to receive, God, your word of truth, God, and that you will send out laborers in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we say, let your holy fire refine us even seven times so that there will be no dross remaining, that all of the things that the victory of your cross was purposed for will be accomplished in each of our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Lord, we say, refine us as gold and silver are refined, so that we will be vessels of your glory and vessels of your righteousness. And your bride in this region and across this nation will be a sought-after treasure because of your presence within her.
Numbers 22:22. But God was angry because of Balaam was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in a way as the adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and two of his servants were with him. Lord, we declare today that what the enemy has tried to stand against us with, that you will put your angels in the path and stop the plans and the trickery of the enemy against your people this night, Lord God, that only your word would go forth and the enemy would have no place in us. We declare that over your people tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we say, let a fresh measure of your gift of discernment rest upon your sons and daughters, that we would rightly discern when you say to prophesy and when you say to be quiet, that we would never run ahead of you so that you would have to use a donkey to correct us, but that we would be in the place you desire us to be, releasing the revelation of heaven to the people who you desire to receive your revelation. Lord, we say, refine us, refresh us, revive us, and give us discernment that we would never be out of your time.
The Lord says, I've put a father's heart in you, and that I've put that in just not just for your children and grandchildren, but for the fatherless leaders that are being raised up, that you are going to come and breathe on them and breathe the father's heart into them, that you will show them my love, that they would learn how to father the fatherless through you, that you would be an example that they've never seen growing up, that you would touch and speak life into them where they've never known true life. And out of that would come a father's blessing that they've never experienced before, that you will breathe on them and heal those broken places in their heart, that they may minister fully to those that I've brought before them.
Verse 22, the Lord said to him, how? And he said, I will go and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Then he said, you are to entice him and also to prevail. Go and do so. God, help us to sense the devil and to know and to sense your angels and not to be deceived. receive instruction from his mouth and establish his words in your heart. Let the instruction and words from your mouth, Jesus, be established in my mouth tonight.
Still you give yourself. no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Say it again.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Say it again.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Leviticus 22:22. Those that are blind or fractured or maimed or having a running sore or eczema or scabs, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make of them an offering by fire on the altar to the Lord. And Lord, we say that your overwhelming love for us demands nothing less than an all-consuming love back in return. And so, Lord, we offer the fullness of our hearts before you. We lay the fullness of our hearts on the altar before you. And we repent of giving you anything less than our very best. We repent of giving you leftovers. We repent of giving you broken pieces. We repent of giving you not the full energy, not the full attention, Lord. We repent, God. And we say that instead we will lay it all. We will lay everything that we are out before you. And we ask you to set it ablaze, God. Set the fullness of who we are ablaze, God, with your relentless love. because it's all yours, God. Everything we have, the very breath in our lungs, is yours. You knew us before we spoke. You breathed on us before we took our first breaths. You formed us. You laid things before us, God. And so we return it all back to you. Not leftover dregs, but the first, the best, the fullness, God. Set us ablaze, God, in Jesus' name.
Hear the interpretation. Whatever you will lay on my altar from your heart, I will consume with the fire of heaven and make the thing that is left in you holy. The things of this world will no longer have an affection in your heart that will keep you from laying them upon the altar of my presence. And out of my presence, no matter what the issues of life, I will pour out the fire and I will consume your morning and your evening offerings. And I will cause those things that darkness tried to deceive you with to be consumed with your love offering to me. If you are going to read your scripture, now's the time to do it, if you haven't already.
Isaiah 22:22. Then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. When he opens, no one will shut. When he shuts, no one will open. Father, we thank you that you built your kingdom on Jesus Christ's shoulders, O God. Jesus, you are the life. You are the key to life, and you are the way. We thank you for your sacrifice. Holy Spirit, give us more revelation of this truth.
Is Christ in you? On this side of the room, it was a yes. This side of the room, that key was given to Jesus, who is in us. This side of the room got it. This side of the room didn't. That means that that is yours, and what you speak will either lock or it will open. There are things Father is waiting for the bride in this region to lock. And there are things he is waiting for the bride in this region to unlock. If you want a hint, read Galatians chapter 5, verses 21, 22, and 23. He wants to unlock the fruit of his spirit through your mouth. And he wants to lock the things that the world has been saying to keep you from speaking. Lord, we say from tonight on, let your mantle of boldness be on us, grace and boldness, so that when you say speak, your bride will not cower in fear, but out of your love, she will release the word you give her. Lord, we say that the spirits of intimidation that have been rampant in this region, this state, and this nation will no longer keep your bride. Those who lay it all on the altar from experiencing the fire of your love in their heart for the one standing before them. Lord, I send your sons and daughters to their appointments this week, to the places where you have already written in their book that they will go and speak your truth in love, and a heart will be turned for your glory. I say, Lord, let the words you give them pierce the armor of darkness that has surrounded the hearts of the harvest. And let the word you give them water the weary souls that have had those guarded hearts. And I say, Lord, let your word return to you in victory, that the testimony in all eternity will be your son and your daughter spoke your truth in love, and another son or daughter was birthed into your kingdom. Father, I release your sons and daughters and send them to be your ambassadors everywhere you've called them to be, in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking us into the throne room. I believe when Valerie got up here and said, we will lay it down, and then she went back, she took me back 20 years. She didn't know me then. But I watched two young girls dancing before the Lord. She was one of them. Tonight, that gift was rededicated to the Lord. And as I stood here wondering if you were going to take the fire flag and flag over her, or if you were going to take the fire flag and flag over her, I destroyed the fire flag tonight. I ripped a hole in it. I heard the Lord say, the test result is clear. That's Lisa's test result. I'm declaring she's coming home tomorrow. I don't know when they'll tell her. Well, first, someone has to tell the doctors. But I believe we broke into the heavens tonight, into the throne room. I believe we touched the heart of God for this region once again. You've already been sent. I don't know what they're going to send us out on, but there are refreshments and snacks next door. Please stay in fellowship. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. If you need prayer for something, the prayer team is playing with little children right now, but they're here. Hey, Daddy loves it when we play with the kids. Father's going to show us in this decade what it means to be his family all over again. Religion has no place. That spirit has no place in the family, because it's tried to push Father, Spirit, and Son out. So y'all have a blessed week. I'm going to let Ron decide whether he plays anymore or not. I'm just enjoying the goodness of the Lord.
We will sing one more song. But you can feel free to just depart as you desire. Is that right? You have a good night.
You know. You have seen.